Okay. Christina Rothenbeck. Poet relocates from Jersey to Westover to play fetch with Cat.
Okay. I'm gonna read three poems. First one is My Mother Just Married Does Housework. It was what people did. She washes all the windows every week, inside and out, beats rugs on backyard clotheslines, boils her husband's shirts in cornstarch, irons them crisp. She is 19, all dark eyes and cheekbones and scarf tied around short, dark hair. She hasn't discovered her mistake yet, is still impossibly in love with her handsome, red-headed letterman husband. Look at her there, sitting out on that ledge, her sneakers barely scraping the floor inside, the sash down in her lap, ammonia stinging her eyes, newspaper clutched in one hand. Is she afraid of falling? And my next poem is about Batboy, who is a Weekly World News character, for those of you who have not heard of him. You have always been unlovable. Ears wing-like, eyes burning like twin suns. You sit alone in your dingy beige apartment, forgotten. The Weekly World News moving on to alien fossils and Nostradamus predicting the end of the world. Sleeping the days away, you wake in the night, drape a scarf over your misshapen face, sigh, and wander deserted streets. Watching through illuminated windows, you see a kind of harmony in parents reading downstairs, children sleeping in each lit place. The sky turns gray, and newspaper trucks rumble around corners. You pull your collar tighter. And my last poem is Double Jointed. At Taylor Street Elementary, the contortionists stood smugly in a cluster. Brian's eyelids flipped inside out, veined flesh of plums. Christy's knuckles wove gnarled branches. Margaret's keloid elbows stretched until we were sure her rubber flesh would tear. Amid the shrieks and sharp, indrawn breaths, ew, that's so weird. Ew, can I touch it? I longed for freakishness at the center of the cracked asphalt. Scar, birthmark, a broken arm covered in plaster, covered in names. Not wrapping my fingers through chain link at the far corner. Wearer of glasses and orthopedic shoes. Reader of difficult books. I spent secret hours at my bathroom mirror, bending as if I could flex myself doubled, find unearthly beauty in the backwards bending of the spaces between my bones, wear my skin on the inside, make of my body a small miracle. Astonishing, bending without breaking, and then snap effortlessly with the bell back to normal.
All right, our second featured reader of the night is Sarah Beth Children.